Chapter 5. The Letter. Dr. Jekyll did not get up when Utterson came in and welcomed him in a strange voice. Poole left the room immediately.
"Do you know what happened last night?" asked Mr. Utterson.
"Do you know that Hyde murdered Sir Danvers Carew?"
"Yes," answered Dr. Jekyll. "The newspaper boys were shouting the news in the square. I heard them from my dining room."
"Carew was my client," said Utterson, "and you're my client too. I want to know what is happening. Are you hiding Hyde?"
"Utterson," cried Dr. Jekyll, "I promise that I will never meet him again. I am finished with him. He does not want my help. He isn't a danger to us anymore, and you will never hear of him again."
The lawyer listened, but he was not happy. He did not like his friend's strange manner.
"I hope you're right," he said, "but perhaps there will be a trial. If someone mentions your connection to Hyde, that will be terrible for you."
"I'm sure that he won't return," answered Dr. Jekyll. "I can't tell you why, but I'm sure. However, there is one thing I want to ask you. I received a letter from Hyde today, and I don't know what to do with it. Must I give it to the police? Can I give it to you? I know that I can trust you."
Mr. Utterson thought for a few moments.
"Let me see the letter," he said finally.
Jekyll gave Utterson the letter, and the lawyer looked at it carefully. The handwriting was a bit strange. "I thank you for your friendship and generosity. I won't be a danger to you any more. I've got a way to escape."
"Have you got the envelope?" Utterson asked.
"I burned it," answered Dr. Jekyll, "but there weren't any clues on it. There wasn't a postmark because a messenger brought it to the door."
"Can I take the letter with me and think about it?" asked Utterson.
"Certainly," answered Dr. Jekyll. "Decide what to do with it. I don't know what to think any more."
"One more question," continued Utterson. "Did Hyde tell you what to write in your will?"
Dr. Jekyll closed his mouth tightly for a moment.
"Yes," he answered very quietly.
"I knew it," said Utterson. "He planned to murder you. You escaped."
"Oh, Utterson," exclaimed Dr. Jekyll, "it's more than an escape. I learned a terrible lesson."
And he covered his face with his hands. As he left the house, Utterson stopped to talk to Poole.
"A messenger brought a letter today," Mr. Utterson said. "What did he look like?"
"There weren't any messengers today, sir," Poole answered. "Only a few things came by post, and there wasn't anything important."
Mr. Utterson walked along the street, very worried.
"Obviously the messenger came to the laboratory door," he thought. "Or perhaps somebody wrote the letter in the room. I need advice."
Soon afterwards, Mr. Utterson arrived home and invited Mr. Guest, his head clerk, to come to his house. Mr. Utterson kept very few secrets from Mr. Guest and trusted him completely. Mr. Guest knew Dr. Jekyll, he knew Poole, and probably knew about Mr. Hyde's presence in the house too. Mr. Guest also knew a lot about handwriting.
"The murder of Sir Danvers is a terrible thing," began Mr. Utterson.
"Yes," said Mr. Guest. "Everybody is talking about it. Of course, the murderer, Hyde, was mad."
"I want to ask your opinion about that," said Mr. Utterson. "I've got something to show you. It's a letter in Hyde's handwriting. Here you are."
"No, sir,"
Mr. Guest said, looking at the letter.
This is not the handwriting of a mad person, but it is strange.
At that moment, a servant entered with a note.
That's from Dr. Jekyll, isn't it, sir?
Asked Mr. Guest.
I recognize the handwriting. Is it private?
It's from Jekyll, but it's not private, answered Mr. Utterson. It's only an invitation to dinner. Do you want to see it?
Yes, please, answered Mr. Guest.
He put the letter and the note on the table and compared them.
Thank you, sir,
he said finally, as he gave the letter and the note to Mr. Utterson.
This is very interesting.
Mr. Utterson was worried, but he tried to hide his feelings.
Why did you compare them, Guest? He asked.
Well, sir, Guest answered, the handwriting in the letter and the note is almost identical. Only the angle is different.
That's strange, said Mr. Utterson, trying to hide his shock. I must ask you, Guest, please don't speak of these notes to anyone.
No, sir, said Mr. Guest. I understand.